Galesburg's Morning News.
8:42, Galesburg's Morning News. That is the music of Anthony Gomes. Anthony is going to be playing the Fat Fish Pub tomorrow night. That's called Backdoor Scratch, and he'll be at the Fat Fish tomorrow night. Doors open at 4. The Lizzie Neal Band opens up. He has gotten some great accolades. Number one charting Billboard artist on the blues charts. He has been named by Taster's Choice, one of the top 10 guitarists in the world. Great songwriter, great vocalist, great guitar player, and we are very happy to be joined this morning by Anthony Gomes. Anthony, good morning. How are you today?
Wow, I like that introduction. I'm great.
Okay, well, let's get to the important stuff first. You actually grew up in Toronto. You're a native of Toronto, Canada. Do you pay any attention, or are you excited about your Blue Jays being in the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm very excited, and I live in St. Louis, so.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. So I'm anticipating a potentially good rivalry.
Oh man, that is perfect. Have you become a Cardinal fan at all yet? Are you still the Jays are your team?
Well, you know, the Jays are my team, but a very, very close second is the Cardinals.
Well, it's pretty interesting where we live here in Central Illinois. Our station here, we carry the Cardinal games, and I'm a big Cardinal fan. Jim Lee with us here this morning is a Cubs fan. We're kind of mixed throughout the middle of Illinois, a lot of Cardinal and Cub fans, so we got that kind of big rivalry going on. So that's the important thing that you wish for the Cardinals to get into the World Series, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've made a lot of friends and enemies right now.
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
So how'd you settle in St. Louis, Anthony?
My van broke down. No.
That's how we ended up in Galesburg.
Yeah, exactly.
No, my manager lives here in town, and I was living in Nashville, and I was commuting a lot to do business meetings and what have you, and then it just it made sense to be here, and I really like the people of St. Louis, and it's a very cool vibe in this town, so it just made sense.
But you're an equal opportunity defender because you spent quite a bit of time in Chicago as well.
Yes, I lived there for about 4 years and enjoyed it very much.
Talk, Anthony, about a little bit about your musical journey and kind of your influences. You kind of got into the blues in your early teens, and I noticed, you know, in listening to some of your songs, I hear that Jimi Hendrix influence and some others, but quite a wide variety. In fact, a little bit ago, we played your new release that you just put out yesterday, which is a little bit of a departure from some of the other things we hear. Talk about your influences.
Well, you know, basically I grew up listening to classic rock, as most teens would in Canada. And I was really digging, and Aerosmith and ZZ Top, and, Cream, Clapton, and Stevie Ray Vaughan, and not really knowing why, but I just dug these guys. And as I grew as a musician, I realized that Led Zeppelin is just really a turbocharged blues band. Keith Richards, I just saw his documentary, and he said, you know, basically the Rolling Stones played the blues. We just played it faster. So then I really started to dig deep into the blues and you know, people like Buddy Guy and B.B. King and Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and sort of tracing the roots of the music there. So I have equal love for both of those styles. You know, I tell people I have a blues soul and a rock and roll heart. So I think I lie somewhere in between those two things, which in my mind makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. And like you said, all the rock and roll is kind of rooted in the blues. You know, and I was going to ask also, we played a cut just because it was so different, and I know you've got a couple of them like this, called Old Ten Wheeler, that was like, wait a minute, there's some Southern gospel going on there. Where did that come from?
Well, they say blues asks the questions and gospel has the answer. To me, B.B. King was a gospel singer. He used to play gospel on the street corner, and people would tap him on the shoulder and say, oh, that's great, young man. You know, and then when he played blues, people would put a dollar in his case, you know, his guitar case. So he played blues. But a lot of my heroes really leaned on gospel. A lot of artists I admired, and you know, to me, it's sort of there's this place, you know, blues, gospel, rock and roll, where they're all sort of, they're all coming from the same place, you know, and so that too is a big influence as well.
Hmm. We're honored to have you rolling through Galesburg, a small town. Your other stops a lot of times are bigger cities, and how'd it come about that you're coming to Galesburg, Anthony?
Well, Burl, who runs the Fat Fish, is just a fantastic music supporter, and you know, you have to support people like this who bring music to a community like Galesburg. And we're honored to play anywhere where the people come. New York City or Galesburg, to us, it really makes no difference. As long as as long as the people in the house are digging the music, we're happy and honored to be playing. So so thanks to Burl and his love and commitment to the music, we'll be at the Fat Fish and very excited to do so.
Yeah, we feel pretty blessed here with some of the guys, including yourself, that have come through, Les Dudek and Paul Thorne and some of the others. It's been pretty impressive, the lineups he's gotten and artists that have been willing to come here. You know, let's talk, Anthony, a little bit about you as a person. A little bit different direction, maybe. You know, there might be some guys from the past that, they knew early that music was what they wanted to do and might even quit school just to pursue it. You not only went to school, but high honors in college with your master's degree. Talk about that journey.
Well, I had a very conservative father, and my parents were very conservative. So they did not, you know, it's so funny. I'm 45, and with kids today, man, they have it so easy. You know, I mentor a lot of young guitar players or whatever, and their parents will talk to their neighbors, and they'll say, "Hey, Johnny's in a band." And the neighbor will be like, "Oh, I'm so excited. Let me know when he's got a gig." You know, 20 years ago when I was coming up, you know, you'd say to your neighbor, "Oh, Johnny's got a gig." They'd be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry he's in a band. It's just a phase. He'll grow out of this." So, you know, I grew up in that environment where there was still some rebellion, you know, when you played rock music and you grew your hair long. And so in order to keep my parents satisfied, I created a smoke screen of going to school and having a real job and a quote-unquote real career while things sort of started to take off. But I really did enjoy school. You know, I tell even my students that it taught me a lot about life and learning, and helped me write lyrics, and it was a great tool to help me in my life. So I encourage people to learn as much as they can.
Well, it didn't hurt that what you were studying in school was directly in line with what you were doing musically in a master's degree on racial and cultural evolution of blues music. So you were learning about the very thing that you wanted to be doing anyway, so it was kind of a win-win for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, all under the guise of American cultural history umbrella. So, yes.
Talking with Anthony Gomes, he's going to be playing at the Fat Fish Pub tomorrow evening. The doors will open at 4:00. The Lizzie Neal Band will open up. He's been on stage with the likes of B.B. King and Chuck Berry and Robert Plant, Doobie Brothers, Buddy Guy, Hart, among many, many others. You know, one of the things I also found interesting, Anthony, is your commitment to music and its healing powers. I have somebody I went to high school with, and I had never heard of this prior to. She just got her doctorate in music therapy, which I guess is relatively new, but kind of what you're talk about your foundation that you started, the Music as a Medicine Foundation.
Well, thank you very much. We believe that music can impact tangible change in a person's life and can heal people. So we started this modest little foundation, and you know, we've helped give musical instruments to war veterans with the post-traumatic stress disorder and kids with autism and nonverbal autism. We've also reached out to homeless kids. You know, we've given songwriting scholarships. We've seen where music can help people. You know, kids who may not have all the opportunities that some other kids do, we've given them instruments. And we just had this gentleman about a year ago who we gave him a guitar, and he came up and you know, a year later and thanked everybody. And he basically said that he couldn't speak before he got a guitar, and he hadn't spoken in years. But music was sort of his gateway to being able to express. And then all of a sudden, when he was at having a guitar lesson, you know, he went to his buddy and he said, "Hey, can you show me how you did that?" And to me, to be able to give back makes it all worth it, because music has been so good to us. So it feels great to give back to the community.
And it's really cool. You've gotten grants from State Farm, from CVS Pharmacy. So obviously, this is a great, legitimate organization that's doing good things.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if people want to learn more, I encourage them to go to musicisthemedicine.org. And I'm very honored. I work with a couple of people. It's not just me doing this, and they're doing an excellent job, and I'm just honored to be a part of it.
Mm. You know, in addition, lyrically, just listening to your music here over the last couple of days, we've been using it on our bumpers a lot between segments here on WGIL. I've been really impressed with all facets of the band. Man, the bass line on these things is terrific, and percussion. And when you come to a smaller venue like Fat Fish, do you have to streamline quite a bit when you don't have quite as big a stage, or how do you address that?
No, man, you just go for it. You work with what you got to work with. But, you know, Fat Fish is great. We've played there before, and, you know, it's not like an outdoor festival with a 60-foot wide stage, but they got more than enough room for us to do what we got to do. So, no, absolutely. Maybe we play a little bit quieter.
Well, do you kind of... Do you get the energy? Because, I mean, that's a place, and I'm sure you've been other places, where the crowd's right there. You're, like, looking face-to-face with the crowd. Do you get some energy from that?
Absolutely. In fact, those are sort of my favorite gigs to play, when you have a crowd right in front of your face. It's a lot harder when you play these big gigs, and there's a barrier, and you can't see somebody's face for, you know, 30 feet or something. And it's hard to make an emotional connection with your audience when you can't see them. So, yeah, we love it when they're in our face and rowdy. And so we'll be in heaven tomorrow night, for sure.
Anthony Gomes, Blues Wax Artist of the Year winner and a four-time nominee, among many, many other awards. He's going to be playing at the Fat Fish Pub tomorrow night. You know, I was watching an interview. In fact, this was just yesterday. I caught it. It was an old interview with Charles Barkley talking about the night or two nights before he opened training camp with the Philadelphia 76ers as a rookie. He said, "I couldn't sleep." He said it had nothing to do with basketball. I didn't know what to call Dr. J. Do I call him Dr. J? Do I call him Julius? You know, you've taken the stage with guys that you idolized and patterned yourself after, with the likes of B.B. King and Buddy Guy. Were you kind of in awe, or did you realize, like, they're musicians like me, we kind of have the same love?
Well, you know, B.B. King, for example, is probably the most gracious and humble man I have had the pleasure of meeting. And we toured with him extensively, and in the beginning, yes, I was very much in awe. It was sort of like, you know, I don't know, meeting the Pope or something, you know. Or you know, somebody of some significance, the non-denominational. But wow, it was amazing. And then, you know, sort of down the line, he just became BB. And then I had to remind myself, you know, you're talking to B.B. King, you know, not your African-American grandfather. You know, it was such an amazing man. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, we're looking at some of your other things on the biography. You've looked out in the crowd and seen guys there, like actors Morgan Freeman and John Goodman, and even country singer Toby Keith. I mean, on down the line, comedian Ron White. You probably have pinch yourself once in a while and say, you know, I'm really having this big of an impact in my life.
It's very cool. It's very cool. You know, probably the most neat thing is to see Eric Clapton walk through the doors at your show. It's been a wonderful journey, and what can you say, man? It's really cool.
Well, I was going to say, when you see Eric Clapton, do you? It's like, okay, don't think about it. Just keep playing. Don't think that. Okay, I got to make sure I don't mess up. I just got to play.
What's so funny is when you meet most of your heroes, they're shorter than you think. For whatever reason. So, but the first thing when I saw Clapton was like, man, he's taller than I thought. So it's weird, the stuff that comes into your head, you know what I mean? Like, wow, that dude looks like Eric Clapton. Wait, that is Eric Clapton.
Wow.
All right. Anthony Gomes joining us. He'll be at Fatfish Pub again tomorrow night. Tickets still available. The doors will open at 4 o'clock. Of course, they'll have food available as well. Lizzie Neal Band opens up, and Anthony Gomes and his band will be taking the stage tomorrow night here in Galesburg. Then you'll be traveling. You got Chicago, St. Louis gigs after that. A little bit of time off for you in between gigs after that, though.
Oh, yeah, much needed and appreciated. But, yeah, we work hard and play hard. So, but, yeah, we're definitely looking forward to the show tomorrow night.
Anthony, thanks so much for taking time this morning. We appreciate it. Looking forward to the show tomorrow night.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.